Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I want to talk about gliding sharks. That may sound a bit surprising, right? A gliding shark, so what? But it's a very interesting feature that all these sharks that we know really have. So let's just try to figure out why a shark glides. Of course, you would say right away, it needs less energy, but that is not really the entire answer. Generally speaking, when we see a shark, it mostly glides in a passing form. So it passes us when close to us, or then in a frontal approach, but that is rather rare. But should it happen, it is mind-boggling. Imagine a shark swims towards you in a straight way, but not actively swimming, but gliding. Okay, let's first get into the passing. I've seen plenty of sharks that occasionally glide. White sharks, whale sharks, reef sharks, pelagic thresher sharks, you name it. It's just a question of time till you see gliding. So most, I would say, I would dare to say that all these sharks are able to glide. I wrote a paper a few years back about one species, what's called a pelagic thresher shark. The threshers, you may know, are these sharks where half the body length is actually the tail. And they can use their tail not just for locomotion, but also for stunning the prey and using like a whip. What is interesting when watching thresher shark is that their tails actually drops. And that kind of sounds weird, right? But when looking a bit closer, the tail drops so much that if you look at them from the front, you can't see the tail anymore, which sort of is hidden behind the body. Of course, it drops to the extent that it does not create a drag, since gliding would be a bit counterproductive should the tail then increase friction with the surrounding water. The purpose of gliding seems clear, as I just mentioned. The shark seems to need less energy to move forward. And, of course, it's pretty simple to imagine when he swims with the current. That the shark then eventually slightly drops in depth seems logical too. But you know what I found with regards to thresher sharks is that they do so gliding over a colder water layer, most of the time a thermocline where temperature drops a few degrees within a few centimeters. Colder water, of course, is more dense. So there's not much dropping for the shark when gliding, but even so, these sharks won't do it for a longer period of time. Most of the time, no longer than a minute or so, at least from what I saw. But what I also noticed was that they repeated gliding and actively swimming for a minute or so, then glide again, then swim again. And if you looked at the respective durations, times remained the same. Cool, right? These motions keep reminding me when watching birds. I'm sure you have seen birds that actively fly, use their wings, and they slightly fly in an upward manner. Then they start soaring and drop again, then actively fly up again, and so on. Bony fishes actually do the same thing. They accelerate in an upward manner, then they start gliding, then they start actively swimming again. So I think if we would study that more in more detail, we would see pretty much in every animal group that they have a similar feature. I'm not sure if this is really different from sharks, what I just mentioned, or if it's the same. So maybe it is the same. If it's identical, I'm not sure. But the main purpose for gliding is that a shark can go from A to B without using much energy. When it comes to sharks, there is something else that interests me. Do they glide when they sleep? Or just reduce active motion to a minimum? Well, no one knows if sharks indeed sleep, but if they do in open water, it could be an advantage. But I believe it's more likely that they keep actively moving, even more so since locomotion is nestled in a very primitive part of the brain. So it just happens without the shark actively has to think about it. Same with our breathing or our digesting. We don't have to think about it. It just happens, even during sleep, of course. So, and then there is the gliding into people. Well, it's not actually a gliding into a person, but towards a person. And this happens not that often, but still, in some species, on a regular basis. But wouldn't it be a bit dangerous for a shark to do so? Well, partially yes. but it always comes down to when the shark starts to actively swim again, or when it lowers one of the other pectoral fins to get direction to turn left or right. A typical species that does this quite often, or I mean at least I've seen it quite often, is the oceanic white-tip shark, Cacorhinus longimanus. We just sometimes call it longimanus, so that will be the oceanic white-tip. It is a very interesting species, and gliding towards people does not really feel strange. Nevertheless, when other species already turn away, this species often keeps coming, and that is strange. I keep wondering what an oceanic thinks when it does that, and I have to admit that I'm not really sure. Of course, we can go with the regular motivation of a frontal approach, but that does not really ring through, at least not for me, since it still veers off at one point, but much closer. Could it be that the shark dares us? I dare you. That it let us know that it is content with the situation it is in and wants to challenge us? Well, could be, right? But I think its main reason is that the shark is just confident and knows that it does not put itself in danger. But that implies that the shark saw us before we actually saw the animal. Remember Origen in the Dory Seine? And I think that's always the case with oceanic white tips. I've never seen an oceanic white tip gliding into me in a way like I'm turning around and there it is, glides into me. I've never seen that. It always happens when I worked with the animal for a few minutes or had a few interactions, then all of a sudden the animal started to glide into me. Whatever it is very remarkable when a shark actually glides in a frontal approach. Yes, I agree, or I assume it has to do with using less energy, but still, the shark at one point has to react. So, saving energy. Of course, a shark can glide, but there's the other form. A shark is able to lay on the bottom. Of course, note, not all sharks can do that. Only those who have big gill muscles, so can actively pump water through or over the gills. I remember when it was first discussed in scientific circles, it was mentioned that the sharks need to lay down in such a way that their heads point against the current. Of course, that's not true. Granted, it can make it easier for a shark, but how often have we seen nurse sharks, white-tip reef sharks, or whatever, lacing face-on under a crevice or entrance to a cave or so, which, of course, the current did not come out of the cage from the inside of the cage. That current is, if at all, a minor point in positioning on the floor is seen every day when we dive with lemon sharks. They just lay wherever they want, any whatever direction. At least it seems that way. And doze or even snooze. At nice, I would say they snooze. And the funny thing is that they often lay perpendicular to the current and are rolling around, which often pisses off the shark sucker who plant themselves right next to their lemon sharks on the sand and wait. I couldn't figure it out yet. What is going on? I mean, a shark sucker could just swim elsewhere, attach itself to another lemon shark, but they don't do it. So I'm really, really curious what's going on. Although I have published quite a few papers on shark sucker relationships with sharks, there are still a lot of questions open that we have not tackled yet, and this would be one of them. Some of them, the funny thing, some of these shark suckers actually lay on the floor as well, as I just mentioned. Others remain attached. That may not be thrilling to you, but it tells me that shark suckers must have strong enough gill muscles as well to pump water through the gills enough to compensate for not being dragged around by the shark. Although quite some work has been done so far about the biochemistry of sharks, in particular to its oxygen consumption, I would like to know more about their gill use when laying on a bottom and passively when moving around. I know there's some work done with lemon sharks, but the results were a little bit questionable. So I'm really looking forward to someone who will tackle this issue again. Until then, I assume that a shark who glides towards me is just comfortable around with its oxygen intake, that it does not bother with it, and it can focus, or it does focus, on the situation ahead. Okay, I hope I did not bore you too much. It was quite a load. So, yeah, well, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment. And remember, it is a privilege to be among them.